Welcome to the Gentleman's Atlas podcast. I'm your host, Isaac, and on this podcast, we aim to bring you open and authentic conversations and give you the resources to become the hero of your own story. Whether it's a solo session or featuring a special guest, I appreciate your time. Let's get right into today's episode. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Gentleman's Atlas podcast. Hope you all are doing well and doing good in your own lives. And let's go ahead and get started with today's topic. Today, I want to break this down into really focusing on walking a line of burnout and testing your limits and pushing past those limits. So when we're talking about burnout, a lot of us go through it. A lot of us deal with it. Sometimes we understand it and sometimes it's unexpected and it appears in ways that we're unfamiliar with. So let's start by defining burnout. Burnout is when you've gone past the limit that your mind and body is able to handle in one given area. And your brain, in order to protect itself, is hindering or putting pressures, feelings, or states of being that feel very negative, feel very down, and almost feel as if the world's coming crashing down. So typically what happens is mental burnout. So you're overtaxing yourself, your mind's handling too much, it's processing too much, and to protect itself, it might give you a headache, or you feel constantly tired or drained, or as if you don't have any motivation. That's usually some burnout you'll feel. Physically, it's more referred to as overtraining. So you'll just feel fatigued and your muscles will be extremely tired. And if you do any sort of weight training, you won't be able to lift nearly even close to the weight you normally lift due to that the fatigue of that overtraining. So why am I saying this as if it could be a good thing when I'm talking about pushing past those limits? You should not be consistently burning out. That's not healthy. That's not sustainable. That's the biggest problem with it. It's not that it doesn't help you grow. It's that it's hard to sustain because the recovery often takes much longer and it just takes too much time to really make it worth it. But what you have to understand is that you have to understand your limits as well. And you can't understand a limit of something until you've tested that limit. You can't really begin to see what maybe you might be capable of until you've tested that. And of course, there's a healthy way of doing that where you're slowly progressing. But there's some times where you really have to say, how much load can I handle? How much can I really take if things are getting hard, if things are getting difficult? And I'm bringing this topic and I'm going to relate this to a story. Recently, I've been taking on a lot of projects, a lot of tasks, really trying to grow in a lot of different areas. And it's taken a lot more time than I originally thought it might have. And it's not that I don't mind it. I really do like what I'm doing. But the overall mental strain is that I'm constantly thinking about what the next step is, what the next move is, what I'm trying to plan out. And so what comes from that is that a while back, I had made some plans to take a trip with some people. And we never decided on a destination. We kind of just had the idea and they kind of called and we were looking to see, you know, what's in the near future. Like, is there something we can do, coming up? And like, to be honest, when I was on that call, I couldn't think of anything. Like, I really was like, I'm not in the headspace to think about a vacation because I had been so, and I still am really obsessed and focused on getting these specific things done that I couldn't even think about taking a break. Furthermore, I've just been with headaches and really just kind of pushing through and going through the motions and the ups and downs during the past several days. And so what I go to show is that it's not necessarily that I'm promoting this kind of state of being because it is very unhealthy for you. But you have to understand when you're trying to push past your limits, you really have to sometimes go into the zone. Because what happens? Right now I'm pushing through, but when I bounce back, my limits have now expanded. And now I know roughly where my limits are at the very moment. So when I push myself, I can push myself to the threshold of the limit, but not necessarily go above and go through another burnout. And so another thing that I want to bring to your attention is that when you're talking about burnout and overall this idea of mental health, there's an awareness that needs to be had because it's different to the individual and our coping mechanisms are also different. Someone's coping mechanism might be eating a lot of food, binge eating, maybe drinking, drugs. For some people, it might be taking a walk. Some people, exercise, video games, socializing, vacation. Whatever your coping mechanism is, right, that's the way you deal. And you have to start by understanding your coping mechanism, because if it's an unhealthy one, such as alcohol, drugs, gambling, right, you're always going to resort towards negative things to solve problems in your life, but you're never actually solving problems because the coping mechanism doesn't actually deal with it. It just kind of sweeps it under the rug. So first, identify a coping mechanism that works for you and that helps you actually deal with the issue. So for me, I like to understand exactly how I'm feeling and the consequences of my decisions. So for example, let's say I have a headache and I'm just trying to work on something, but I really can't focus. And then I'm saying, you know, okay, clearly I don't feel good. Clearly I'm not in the right headspace. Why is that? You know, is it because I'm working too hard? Is it because I'm doing too much? And maybe it is, but is that worth taking a break now? Or is it worth pushing past a little more? Because I know that this is going to help the overall picture. And then my consequence there is like, I'm willing to go past those limits because I feel like I can really break through something here. Because sometimes we also create self-imposed limits. And that's the next point. There's a difference in how you perceive that burnout. Because some people might see it as a barrier, like, oh, I've done way too much. Like, I'm going to like overexhaust myself completely. But sometimes we also set this self-imposed limit where it's like, oh, I can't go past this. But sometimes it's you have to break past this to take your life to the next level. And that's where I'm coming from with that burnout being sometimes healthy. You have to push past those limits to see if you can go into a whole nother area of life. Because your potential's there, but there's going to be walls that the mind instills to protect itself in order to keep itself in check. But you never actually know that full potential until you break past those walls, until you break past those boundaries. Now, again, back to the mental health. You have to understand that mental health is, it's what's going to make you okay with who you are and where you are. And there's different factors that affect it. There's many, many factors from physical to emotional to spiritual. But at the end of the day, you have to understand that there's some signals that your brain sends out and you have to be able to interpret them. So, you know, you also have to understand what is it that the brain seeks? And also, how is your brain structured? Because think about it this way. If your brain is structured to receive, to produce and send dopamine throughout the brain when you've achieved something, when you've overcome a challenge and you've seen some form of results, and then you're doing things that require no work, that just give you dopamine, like drugs, for example, you're messing up your brain's reward system. So then you're not as motivated to go do something because you realize that with drugs or with other things that produce dopamine but don't require work, you can get the reward without putting in the work, and that messes up that motivational system that your brain has in place. And another thing too is you got to also understand, if you are like most men, happiness doesn't come from being with people. It doesn't come from those experiences. It doesn't come from sleeping or eating. It comes from fulfillment of your purpose. That's where the most true of happiness comes from. Why? Because your brain is completely happy when it sees that you are trying to exceed your limits and push past them and work on something that you truly find meaningful. And that's where it really gets you in a happiness state. That's where you talk about the flow state, that concentration. That is the ultimate epitome in happiness. Now, I'm saying happiness in terms of the feeling, in terms of feeling happy and feeling fulfilled. overall happiness, you do have to work on relationships, and you do have to work on your connections with people, what you eat, where you are. But in terms of that moment, right, you're building something and your brain recognizes it. And that's why you get happy in that moment, because your brain recognizes your progression towards building a better you. And so with mental health, you have to understand at the beginning, you have to be able to start trying to have these conversations with yourself. And if that's too hard for you, or you're not able to have that inward sense of reflection just yet, find a group of men. A group of men where you can kind of click and synchronize together. That's the people that you trust your emotions with. That's the people you talk to. Because they can understand. They can relate. On the unfortunate truth, and some truth that a lot of people don't want to hear, is that you shouldn't go with your emotional problems or baggage to a partner, whether it's a woman you like, it's a woman that you're with, or even your wife. Now, you can agree, you can disagree, but the femininity in a woman isn't attracted towards the femininity in the emotional being of a man. That's just not how the polarization works. So they might tell you that they want you to express their emotion, or you express your emotions and be open and vulnerable. And when it comes to those emotions, if you're complaining and if you're talking about, you know, oh, woe is me, they will never accept that part of you as a man. Maybe they say they will, maybe they believe they do, but intrinsically, they cannot accept that part of you. So what I say is that the people that can understand you are the men that go through the same thing. Right? Because men and women have different experiences, different methods of thought, different patterns. With a big one thinking, like, men on general are a lot lonelier than women are. And a lot of times women won't begin to understand how lonely men can be. Because as a man, if you're average, living an average life with, when you're unhappy or you're living with your parents and you want to talk to someone romantically, right, as an interest, women don't give you time of day if you're that kind of guy. If you're a woman, while you might not be getting attention from the suitors that you might want, you can still go and flirt about and you don't have to be lonely. Right. It's obviously not the choice that you pick, but you don't have to be lonely. Most men that are average don't have that choice. So what I'm saying here is that there's a different kind of experience and synchronization that you have if you have that tribe of men that you click with. Let them be your source of strength. If something's wrong with you, talk to them to figure it out. Now, I'm not saying you talk to just any kind of guys. Like, you have to find people that you're synchronized with and be in similar places in life, right? Because if you're trying to talk with someone that's way behind in life, right, they're still trying to get their act together and they have no idea what they want, and you're over here starting to establish things, they're going to hold you back. They're going to hold you back because they're not in the same place. And unfortunately, you just can't be with those kinds of people. And if you're the person trying to get your stuff together and you want to be with established people, the people that already have things, you're holding them back, right? If they're established, you'll probably recognize, like, hey, like, you might be a great guy, but you're not where you need to be. And we're trying to go here, right? We're trying to go from this much to this much, or be this person, not get ourselves together. So find people that are like-minded, but are in similar areas of life, because those are the most relatable people. And those are the people that you'll click the most with. So find them. Get together, bond, grow in strength, and then you kind of start progressing in life. But unfortunately, you don't always find that, and it is hard to find. So you have to be comfortable being alone. You have to be able to deal with the situation, to deal with these problems, and to really be open and honest with yourself. But let me give you a key. Take accountability and responsibility for everything that affects you, but never blame yourself or others. The wise never blame themselves and they don't blame others. Why? Because the blaming does nothing. You blame others, you're complaining, and you think it's everyone else's fault. That is the worst of them all. You're never going to get anywhere. Complaining, you stay the same. If you blame yourself, you're always going to look at yourself as the problem and not the solution. You are the solution. You have to work towards making that solution fit the problem, but you are the solution. And if you blame yourself, that's removing the problem from something else to you. And you are not the problem. If you're the problem, that doesn't help anybody. So don't blame yourself. So the last part, what I'm talking about here, is you take accountability. Listen, the world's this way. I can't change that. It's not my fault, but it is my responsibility. Girl broke your heart, not your fault. It's your responsibility to make sure it doesn't happen again, or to make sure you're not the kind of man that happens to, right? Don't blame yourself. You went bankrupt because some poor financial decisions, or the market went under, or there's a war going on. That could be a reason. Okay, listen. I'm not going to blame myself completely that this happened, but I'm going to take responsibility. What's next? How do I rebuild? How do I make sure this doesn't happen? Right? There's different areas that you can take accountability for. It's not blaming yourself. It's just saying, I don't care what has happened. I don't care if it was because of me. I don't care if it's because of the world or whatever. I'm taking accountability and responsibility for this situation that affects me, and I'm getting to work, period. There's no buts. There's no, he couldn't have done this. They couldn't have done that. No, take responsibility. Something bothers you, your responsibility. That's taking ownership of your life, because now it's in your hands. And that the responsibility might feel like a burden. The responsibility might feel like a burden. But the truth is, in life, there's no greater meaning than to have that burden and to stand up with your shoulders back. You're standing up straight and you're looking life in the face, carrying that burden or responsibility. It is a gift. To be able to bear responsibility voluntarily is a gift, and you will lead a meaningful life. You will lead a life worth living. So my last point for this episode as we wrap up is that you can take two approaches to life. You can take the Peter Pan approach, not take responsibility for your life. Go about and blame the world, say, woe is me, pity yourself. And the upside, you don't have to take any responsibility. Live life as you please. People have sympathy for you. People give you things. You get free handouts. You don't have that stress of trying to make things work. What's the downside? Your life means nothing. That's the truth. You don't take responsibility, your life does not have meaning. And so that's the price you pay. You leave a less than average life. It doesn't mean anything. You don't impact anything. And you leave this world with never have testing your potential. Now, what's the second alternative? Live life. Take responsibility and accountability, and most of all, take ownership of your life. Now, what happens then? Life got a lot harder. You have responsibilities. You have the burden of being on your shoulders, and it's heavy. But what happens now? You grow stronger to carry that burden. And if you want more, you can take more and become stronger still. What's more, your life means something. Your impact means something. And you leave this world knowing that you worked to achieve your potential and that you made a difference to leave a legacy that mattered. Now, the choice is yours, and I won't judge what choice you make. Because at the end of the day, you are free to make your own choices. But ask yourself and consider the options. That's what mental awareness is. You have to consider the options. You have to be open and honest with yourself. And you have to ask yourself what you really want. That's going to do it for me today. And I will catch you all on the next episode of the Gentleman's Atlas podcast. Thank you for listening to today's episode on the Gentleman's Atlas podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and share this episode. reach out to us at www.thegentlemansatlas.com and tell us what you'd like to see next. Your support is greatly appreciated, and see you in the next episode.